From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 90 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 89 in Emporia. It's 306. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, we are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines. Then, Florida GOP Representative Matt Gaetz is in a primary fight that is tied to ex-House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of California. Gaetz led McCarthy's ouster. How that is shaking out. Also, we will hear from our good friend Rex Buchanan talking today about fossils, which are both rare and yet seemingly everywhere. A very small percentage of ancient plant and animal life actually became fossils, but as the authors of a new book are saying, fossils can still be found in an awful lot of places.
Their message that fossils are everywhere is just as true in Kansas as it is in the Rockies. You just have to know where to look and what to look for.
Coming up on KPR, commentator Rex Buchanan reviews the book, Cruising the Fossil Freeway. That is coming right up. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
Stay with us. Following All Things Considered this evening, we have Classics Live at 7 o'clock, followed by Evening Classical Music with Destiny. It's Tango Thursday. We always love that. A very grand tango tonight by Astor Piazzolla, as well as Dvorak's New World Symphony. Join us tonight on KPR One stations at 7.
Support for NPR comes from...
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, Jay Schaefer will be your hosts, getting your day started off with the latest news from all around the world, all around the nation, and all around the region.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Stick around. News headlines are up next. It's 88 degrees in Manhattan. It is 90 in Atchison. It is 3:30.
Street, the Dow was up 554 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. An official count of people experiencing homelessness in Kansas grew by 179 people this year as compared to 2023. That's a nearly 7% increase. The Kansas Statewide Homeless Coalition report shows more than 2,800 people were homeless on a single night in January. The report counts both sheltered and unsheltered people. Rita Carr of United Community Services in Johnson County says a lack of affordable housing is driving that increase.
When you are thinking about people with lower incomes, then there are fewer and fewer options.
Carr says increases in rent are outpacing wage growth. She says communities need to consider investing in more affordable housing to support low-income residents. Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows there are very high levels of COVID-19 in wastewater in Kansas and Missouri. Mark Johnson, a professor at the University of Missouri, tracks the virus that causes COVID in wastewater. He says the high levels mean a lot of people have the virus, even if they are not yet symptomatic. Johnson says he isn't sure why the numbers are so high right now, but he does have a few ideas.
Probably what's contributing to it is that we do have waning immunity, so we've seen the virus before, but it's been a while, and so our immunity for it is going down, and so we're susceptible again.
Neighboring states like Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Colorado also are reporting high levels of COVID infections. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland was in Wichita today to meet with federal, state, and local law enforcement leaders. The meeting was part of a week-long tour for Garland, who is meeting with law enforcement officials in several states. While in Wichita, Garland highlighted a national and local trend of decreasing violent crime and local Department of Justice initiatives.
But we know that progress is uneven and that in many communities, violent crime has not fallen. We also know that there is no level of violent crime that is acceptable.
Garland also highlighted a recent federal grant from the Justice Department to the state of Kansas to establish more sexual assault services programs. Clear and humid tonight, lows in the upper 60s. This is KPR.
Support for
You're listening to All Things Considered.
And you are listening to All Things Considered on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Have you ever gone out hunting for fossils? They can be kind of hard to find, but a new book may be able to help you out. The second edition of Cruisin' the Fossil Freeway has just been published, and commentator Rex Buchanan says this is worth checking out.
One Saturday when we were kids in fact, if all that information had been available back when I was a kid, maybe our folks would have gotten us to those chalk beds.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer, author, and director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. He lives in Lawrence. Rex was telling us about the book Cruisin' the Fossil Freeway. No G on the end of that, just cruisin' with an apostrophe, since it's National Apostrophe Day. That book is published by the Chicago Review Press. You can check it out on the KPR website under commentaries. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies, too, listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, where we are always streaming both KPR 1 and KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from Beautiful Music Violin Shop, sponsoring the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a day of music, food, and family fun, Sunday, August 25th in downtown Lawrence. More at fidpick.org.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are using their first recent joint appearance to talk about prescription drug prices. We will also have a preview of how the police are preparing to deal with crowds that turn up for the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Everybody's still sort of concerned about the long shadow of the chaotic 1968 Democratic National Convention that was in Chicago and did not turn out well for a lot of people. We will talk about it coming up shortly here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting two nights of musical storytelling with Gilbert and Sullivan's comedic opera about the legal system, Trial by Jury, August 15th and 17th at Theater Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org.
Mostly clear skies tonight, humid, lows in the upper 60s tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of rain in the morning, 40% chance of showers and storms tomorrow afternoon and again tomorrow night, highs around 90 tomorrow, lows in the mid-60s tomorrow night.
Considered from NPR News, I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Ari Shapiro.
What is Kamala Harris's policy vision for her presidency? We discuss where the Democratic presidential nominee stands on key issues on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight and much more. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 90 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble providing an experience where people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
91 degrees in Lawrence, 90 in Manhattan. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. You can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or a wide variety of other frequencies. They are all listed for you at that website.
Got an old car taking up space in your garage? KPR's vehicle donation program accepts all cars, and donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programming you count on every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in our next half hour, according to some surveys, though most black voters still lean Democratic, more black voters may be voting Republican, especially the younger generations.
This election, for the first time, looks like black voters overall are, you know, willing to vote Republican to a greater degree than in the past.
We will learn more about that survey. We will learn about the libertarian threat to a GOP candidate in the big Montana senatorial race. And we'll get the latest from Puerto Rico on the damage done by Tropical Storm Ernesto. It's pretty terrible there. More than 700,000 people left entirely in the dark. But we will find out from Adrian Florido what has been going on and what is the status of the recovery effort. Coming up shortly on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
We do still have a 20% chance of showers and storms this afternoon. Very humid, highs in the lower 90s. Still humid tonight, lows in the upper 60s. It is 4:20.
So far, Kamala Harris's platform has been fairly light on details. How much will the Democratic presidential nominee stick to the Biden playbook? We get answers on Harris's policy vision for her presidency, including her much-anticipated economic agenda. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and Jay Schaefer. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We will have an update of news headlines coming your way in just about 60 seconds. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, presenting Sarah Smarsh reading from her new book of essays, Bone of the Bone, on September 12th at 7 at Liberty Hall. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
It's 91 degrees in Lawrence, 91 in Topeka. It's 4:30.
Sure to protect abortion rights in the state is awaiting final approval by Montana's Secretary of State. For NPR News, I'm Shaylee Riker in Helena.
This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A panel of Kansas lawmakers and the governor approved a settlement today for a former state employee who alleged discrimination based on their transgender identity. Zane Irwin has the details.
William Dawes filed a discrimination claim against the Kansas Highway Patrol in January 2023. The lawsuit accused the agency of firing Dawes because of a gender transition. Attorneys for the Highway Patrol argued the agency terminated Dawes for failing to cooperate in a sexual misconduct investigation related to emails Dawes sent to a coworker. A district judge ruled that argument was not enough to dismiss the discrimination case. The State Finance Council, a small group of Kansas lawmakers, unanimously voted to approve a settlement, but didn't make the terms public. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The World Cup organizers in Kansas City announced the National World War I Museum and Memorial is the future site of FanFest 2026. That's when Kansas City and 15 other cities in North America will be hosting the World Cup soccer tournament. Greg Eklund has the details.
It's where the FanFest for the 2023 NFL Draft took place. In Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas says the World Cup site will be even better because of improved infrastructure by then.
This speaks to all the investment in this area over the years, right? You'll have streetcar open by then. You have lots of great new hotels, a resurgent downtown corridor. I don't think it could be any more thrilling than what we're talking about today.
Mayor Lucas added that security details for the event are still being worked out with local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies. 48 teams from around the world will be competing in the World Cup in the months of June and July of 2026. I'm Greg Eklund.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland was in Wichita today to meet with federal, state, and local law enforcement leaders. The meeting was part of a week-long tour for Garland, who has been meeting with law enforcement officials in several states. While in Wichita, Garland highlighted a national and local trend of decreasing violent crime and local Department of Justice initiatives.
But we know that progress is uneven and that in many communities, violent crime has not fallen. We also know that there is no level of violent crime that is acceptable.
Garland also highlighted a recent federal grant from the Justice Department to the state of Kansas to establish more sexual assault services programs. We do still have a 20% chance of showers and storms this afternoon. Very humid, highs in the lower 90s. Continued humid tonight with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 40% chance of showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. Still humid, though. Highs around 90 degrees. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence, 91 in Topeka, 90 in Manhattan. The time is 4:35.
This is All Things Considered.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer is your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then the Biden administration is pushing hard for a peace plan to end the devastating war in Gaza. Now the talks in Doha are crucial to moving this plan forward.
We need to see the hostages released, relief for Palestinian civilians in Gaza, security for Israel, and lower tensions in the region.
Michelle Kellerman has been following this story since its beginning, and we will have her in to talk about the diplomacy currently underway.
Support for KPR comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City destination site offering visitors one of the most diverse collections of World War I artifacts in the world. More information at theworldwar.org.
It's 91 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Amazon.com/adfree. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
What is Kamala Harris's policy vision for her presidency? We discuss where the Democratic presidential nominee stands on key issues on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence, 91 in Atchison, 86 in Abilene. It's 5 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at spiderartconstructors.com.
It's 90 degrees in Emporia, 90 in Manhattan. It's 5:06.
To All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. Proud to be your place for NPR News. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We will also tell you about the Gulf of Mexico dead zone. Eric Schmid will be talking about some of the reasons for the area, which is very low in oxygen, and why aquatic life can't survive there. A lot of people say it has to do with the Midwest and fertilizer runoff. We'll get the latest information on that problem. Then something a bit more carefree, we are going to learn about fossils. There is a new book talking about how fossils can be found in many, many places, even though only a small percentage of ancient plant and animal life actually became fossils. Rex Buchanan has a book review coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Join us tomorrow night for the next BBC Proms concert. The Halle Orchestra and Choir is celebrating the 25th season they have been under music director Sir Mark Elder. The program includes the symphony that changed Gustav Mahler's life, Symphony No. 5. You will hear it tomorrow at 7 on your KPR One stations. Mostly clear skies tonight, humid, lows in the upper 60s, still humid tomorrow with a 40% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon, highs around 90 degrees. It's 5:20.
Support for NPR. Kamala Harris's platform has been fairly light on details. How much will the Democratic presidential nominee stick to the Biden playbook? We get answers on Harris's policy vision for her presidency, including her much-anticipated economic agenda, on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. For Morning Edition, Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. We'll start off with the national and international news. Then I'll have a quick wrap-up of what's going on more locally. It's going to be humid tonight. Lows in the upper 60s. 40% chance of showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. Still humid. Highs tomorrow around 90. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:30.
Stocks closed higher today on Wall Street. The Dow up 554 points at the close. The Nasdaq up 401. This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A panel of Kansas lawmakers and the governor approved a settlement today for a former state employee who alleged discrimination based on their transgender identity. Zane Irwin has the details.
William Dawes filed a discrimination claim against the Kansas Highway Patrol in January 2023. The lawsuit accused the agency of firing Dawes because of a gender transition. Attorneys for the Highway Patrol argued the agency terminated Dawes for failing to cooperate in a sexual misconduct investigation related to emails Dawes sent to a coworker. A district judge ruled that argument was not enough to dismiss the discrimination case. The State Finance Council, a small group of Kansas lawmakers, unanimously voted to approve a settlement, but didn't make the terms public. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
An official count of people experiencing homelessness in Kansas grew by 179 people this year as compared to 2023. That is a nearly 7% increase. The Kansas Statewide Homeless Coalition report shows more than 2,800 people were homeless on a single night in January. The report counts both sheltered and unsheltered people. Rita Carr of United Community Services in Johnson County says a lack of affordable housing is driving the increase.
When you are thinking about people with lower incomes, then there are fewer and fewer options.
Carr says increases in rent are outpacing wage growth. She says communities need to consider investing in more affordable housing to support low-income residents. Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show there are very high levels of COVID-19 in wastewater in Kansas and Missouri. Mark Johnson, a professor at the University of Missouri, tracks the virus that causes COVID in Missouri wastewater. He says the high levels mean a lot of people have the virus, even if they are not yet symptomatic. Johnson says he's not sure why numbers are so high right now, but he does have some ideas.
Probably what's contributing to it is that we do have waning immunity, so we've seen the virus before, but it's been a while, and so our immunity for it is going down, and so we're susceptible again.
Neighboring states, including Oklahoma and Colorado, also have high levels of COVID infection. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR comes from this.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
And you're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Have you ever gone hunting for fossils? They can be kind of hard to find. But a new book might be able to help you out. The second edition of Cruisin' the Fossil Freeway has just been published. And our commentator Rex Buchanan says it is worth checking out.
One Saturday when we were kids growing up out in Central, all it takes is a little information, much of which is available from the Kansas Geological Survey here at KU, where I used to work, and from books like this one. In fact, if all that information had been available back when I was a kid, maybe our folks would have gotten us to those chalk beds.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer, author, and director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. He lives in Lawrence. He was talking about the book Cruisin' the Fossil Freeway, published by Chicago Review Press. Check it out on the KPR website. Click on the subheading Commentaries.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse live in concert, and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. In our next half hour, we'll get you the details on the prescription drug information. There's a press conference today with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris talking about some changes in the prescription drug world. It's all coming up on KPR. All right, well, that was very strange. Also coming up in this next half hour, more on ceasefire talks concerning Gaza. And we will remember Wally Amos, entrepreneur of the famous Amos cookie brand. His business got started with the help of an investment from music legend Marvin Gaye. Amos had spent some time as a talent agent. We will hear an excerpt of an interview that Wally Amos did with NPR several years ago. Mostly clear skies tonight, humid, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Slight chance of rain in the morning, 40% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Still humid, humidity hanging in there for the next couple of days. Highs tomorrow around 90 degrees. It is 91 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 10 minutes before 6.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Kamala Harris's policy vision for her presidency. We discuss where the Democratic presidential nominee stands on key issues on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence. It's 6 o'clock.